GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The transformation and modernization of the public service remains a major priority of the government as it seeks to create an enabling environment for growth and development to take place in the country. As part of the modernization thrust, the government recently sought to strengthen the capacity of internal auditors across the public sector through a specialized training exercise in performance auditing. We hear more about this initiative on today's program.
This training looks at performance auditing, and we have identified that there is a gap in terms of the number of audits that are being performed that are related to performance as well as operational. And so we saw that there was a need, not that it wasn't happening before, but we wanted to put some structure into how it is that they approach performance audits.
Director of the Internal Audit Directorate, IAD, Suzette Campbell. The IAD is coordinating the training exercise on behalf of the Ministry of Finance. Ms. Campbell now explains the concept of performance auditing.
Performance audit is about value for money, finding value in how we use our resources, how government spends its money, and whether or not objectives are matching back outcomes. What we expect to see is that persons will be equipped to approach the value for money auditing in a more structured manner and will also be able to give back to their organization the benefits from this program through the application of the lessons learned.
35 internal auditors from across the public sector participated in a training workshop in October. The expectations for participants is that they will play even greater roles in the decision-making processes of their entities via more regular performance audits. They are also expected to provide managers with foresight and insight into how they can monitor, meet, and exceed company targets.
This is a one-week training, and it's a classroom-type format in this week. However, throughout the rest of approximately 3 months, so between November, December, and January, they'll be doing actual audits. And these actual audits will be under the supervision of the consultants.
Performance audit specialists from the United Kingdom were sought to facilitate the training. However, special effort is being made to ensure that the expertise on the subject remains in Jamaica to benefit other workers.
Part of this program is also for there to be a training manual developed to ensure that it is sustainable. We will be having a training manual that will be promulgated at the Management Institute of National Development. So there will be an entire program dedicated to performance audit.
Chief Internal Auditor at the Ministry of National Security and participant in the training exercise, Jacqueline Chevers, says she can already see the benefits the training will yield for her personally.
In this course, we find that there are some new tables that make it easier for you to even to present in your report, so that you don't have this long, everlasting thing that, you know, your boss don't have the time to read, but I'm going to put it in a synopsis form that would bring the points to the forefront. So I will be bringing this across to my staff, and then from that training to identify those that have the aptitude and put them in a team, we will be focusing on performance audit.
Course trainer and consultant Chris Shapcott says the value of performance auditing should be actively embraced owing to its ability to foster a more efficient and accountable government structure.
This is an important area for Jamaica because of the potential which it has for improving the efficiency and effectiveness of government operations. So it's all about making the taxpayer dollar go a bit further and get a bit more for people and the users of services.
Public sector modernization and transformation efforts continue across the island, aimed at making the government leaner, more efficient, flexible, responsive, and accountable, all geared towards equipping Jamaica to respond to national and global imperatives.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.